We need a few fresh ideas, people. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The big three car companies stood before Congress with their cardboard signs and explained to the senators that they were new in town and needed $25 billion for a bus ticket home. Senator Bob Corker asked the question that you or I would ask in a similar situation.
I mean, would y'all make the pledge that if you get to $25 billion, you'll never be back?
This is what it's come to. So I asked listeners for their bailout ideas, and here they are. Number one, car companies go to their customers with the following offer. You pay us $5,000 now, and we give you a voucher worth $10,000 towards the car of your choice in 3 years. Number two, make the full price of any American car tax deductible. That might blow an even bigger hole in the federal budget, but who counts the holes in a piece of Swiss cheese? But here's the one I really like. Let the oil companies bail them out. The big three oil companies made close to $90 billion in total profits last year, more than three times what the auto companies need, and it was their cars that generated the profit. Why shouldn't they get that money? It sounds crazy, I know, but why not? I mean, it's so bad, there was a group of ministers praying outside the Treasury building yesterday.
We pray that you would pierce the veil of Secretary Paulson.
I am told there is one consumer business that is still prospering despite all this, sales of assault weapons, for fear that the Obama administration will ban them come January. Hey, now there's an idea. Have the president-elect announce that he's not going to touch anybody's gun, but plans to ban the Chevy Impala. I could do it. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.